Chapter 3. Madeline was impressed by the number of guards and the obvious wealth and prestige of the guests who attended the ceremony. She wore simple robes and a pale blue gossamer fabric. Her hair left long and clean and flowing in red gold waves down her back. Beside her, Demon also wore robes, similar to the ones he'd worn to the Altair Embassy when he'd blackmailed her into accompanying him. She had to restrain a smile, remembering some of their earlier battles. He glanced down at her with twinkling green eyes, amused at her thoughts. She curbed them. It really wasn't a time to be humorous. Canice herself officiated at the brief ceremony. She welcomed the guests, who seemed to be shocked about some aspect of the affair, and joined Demon and Madeline at a small altar at one end of the spacious chamber. She instructed them to join hands. Then she read the ceremony in High Centaur, the ancient tongue of her people. Madeline barely understood a word of it. She was far more aware of her surroundings and the experience to come, apprehension having kept her sleepless. She had taken Canice's advice and used a sedative, but it wasn't doing much good. In a heartbeat, the ceremony was over, and Canice was smiling at them. She nodded. Demon glanced at Madeline and indicated the back of the room. She followed him, aware of the silence as they left the guests behind. He didn't look at her as they approached a door guarded by two centaur soldiers in full dress uniform. The guards stared straight ahead, their eyes never deviating to the bonded pair. One guard touched a switch, and the door to the suite opened. Madeline went in, followed by Demon, and the door closed behind them. It was pitch black inside. The only sound was a sudden, deep growl emanating from her companion. It was reminiscent of the cry Centaur made when in battle, the death cry called the Decalife. But this one had a more bass pitch. She couldn't see him in the darkness, but the growl was slowly escalating. She felt hands.